Good morning and welcome to God's Point of View, a weekly Bible-based discussion on matters of faith and everyday living. God's Point of View is made possible every Thursday at this time by the Highland Church of Christ, 821 Euclid Avenue in Paintsville. And now your co-host for God's Point of View, Tim Collins and Jerry Scott.
You place your hand on his Bible, and when you swear to tell the truth, his name is on our greatest monuments, all our money too. When we pledge allegiance, there's no doubt of where we stand. There's no separation, we're one nation under him. In God we still trust. Here in America, he's the one we turn to every time.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome into God's Point of View, presented by the Highland Church of Christ, located at 821 Euclid Avenue here in Paintsville. This is a program that is paid for by the church, therefore the opinions of myself or Mr. Jerry Scott are not necessarily those of WSIP Radio or Ford Broadcasting, but they are, however, our opinions
Amen.
As we interpret it from
Amen.
Public Scripture.
Amen. Amen, Timotheus. Good morning.
Did I get three amens right there?
Yeah, you did right in a row.
Wow.
And I didn't interrupt much. Turn me up just a little bit, if you don't mind.
Just a little bit.
We adjust all this before we go on the air, but something happens. That's good.
Yeah.
Something happens when we go on the air.
Yeah, things change.
Changes a little bit.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's satanic.
No, I don't think
so. We better
so.
Be careful with that, Ed.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think we can blame too much on Satan at times.
Yeah. Sometimes it's just my own desire, my own sinful desire.
Yes. Yes. Yep.
I have enough sin.
Oh, you can point your finger
in my
quickly.
Whole life.
Yeah.
And I have to battle it every day of my life.
Yeah.
Enough sin so that if Satan took a vacation and was gone for a couple of weeks,
mm-hmm.
he'd take more than that, wouldn't he? He'd take a full vacation.
Yeah, yeah.
And probably take his camper with him and go off someplace. I have enough sin in me so that I wouldn't need to be tempted by him at all because of my own lust in my own heart.
Yep. Yeah,
man is pitiful, and we've seen a lot of that this past week. We'll talk a little bit about that, but why don't you tell the folks how they might get in touch with us?
Well, you can get in touch with us by giving us a call at 789-0318. 789-0318. Maybe you have a question. Maybe you have a comment that you'd like to pass along. Whatever the case may be, we would love to hear from you this morning. Also, you could email us if it's better for you to do that, more convenient. You can do that all through the week, and we'll have it. The first available opportunity we have at godspointofview@yahoo.com, godspointofview@yahoo.com. You can also check us out on our Facebook page, God's Point of View, and people are already logged in watching us on the live stream.
Wonderful.
And I want to thank those folks. They were raring to go when we got up and going this morning.
Amen.
So thank you so
Amen.
Much for that. Or you can get in touch with, I like to call him the Great Scott, at 367-0137.
Absolutely.
If you want to send a text or
Absolutely.
Maybe give him a call after the program.
Be glad to talk with you. Be glad to talk with you or receive any text that you might want to send my way. We have a multiplicity of opinions today in the religious world.
Oh,
they're
yes.
everywhere. They're everywhere.
They're yeah. yeah.
And sometimes I watch and I read and I listen to some of the expressions of that. You know, an impression without an expression leads to
depression.
And so a lot of people express themselves in ways that make them feel better.
Mm-hmm.
But it may not actually be worship
yep.
as we understand worship. I'm thinking of a time when the Apostle Paul, in the 16th chapter of Acts, was having a vision. And in the vision, a man from Macedonia said to Paul, come over into Macedonia and help us. Well, when Paul arose that morning, he determined that that vision was a sign that he should go west and not east. He was going east. That was his plan.
So he's going to change direction.
Yeah, to take the gospel. And so he viewed that as God telling him to go west. And he went into Macedonia and spread throughout Europe, Western Europe, over into England, all the isles over there. The gospel of Jesus Christ spread like wildfire and eventually came to a new nation under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all. The good old US of A.
Amen.
So we owe our very lives to the fact that God changed a man's direction, and it has affected millions, billions down through the ages since then. So why? So what about the poor folks going east? The east was a place that was infested, and I use that word literally, and they were infected and infested with paganism everywhere you turn. I'm talking about those religions known as Hinduism and Confucianism, if that is one.
Yeah.
And all of those isms over there.
Buddhism.
Yeah. So this past week, and I saw this headline just a few days ago. The headline read, "Welcome to the world's largest gathering of humans." It's in India, and it's called the Kumbh Mela. It's an ancient Hindu pilgrimage to dip in the waters of the Ganges River. Listen to this, Timotheus. Up to 120 million people are expected to do so by March.
120 million?
That's exactly right. Here's what the author said. Quote, "This is a huge, there's a huge red sun just peeking out over the horizon, and I'm crushed in with men dressed in orange sarongs. They're draped in garlands of marigolds, flowers, signs of the times. These Hindu monks are also taking selfies." Now picture that.
Okay.
"Selfies of themselves on the way to the Ganges River." Now there's a long, it's a lengthy article, and if you'd be interested in reading it sometime, our listeners may want to take a look at that. Just Google "Welcome to the World's Largest Gathering of Humans" or "Kumbh Mela" and it'll tell you all about it. It'll go on the rest of the month, all of February and up to March.
120 million.
Yeah. And so some of them go over there and they strip off and they get in the river and they wash themselves and they, some of them drink it because it has mystic saving cleansing powers and they feel it's all kinds
so
of.
So they say.
And one individual there said he loved the show of unity. There was no danger there. Nobody was going to hurt anybody there. All positive things about it. And said, it just makes me feel good. This is one of the ways that Satan has corrupted and counterfeited the plan of God.
Appearing as an angel of light.
Absolutely, to make you feel better about yourself. The only thing that can make you feel better about yourself is to do what's right.
Yeah.
And in time, someone said, well, I don't feel like going to church. Well, go to church until you feel like going. In other words, yeah. Do what's right. I don't want to read my Bible. Read your Bible until you feel like doing it. Here's a little axiom. Fake it until you make it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Act better than you feel, and pretty soon you'll start feeling like you're acting.
Yeah. Amen. Let that go first.
So the Bible tells us how to get right with God.
Mm-hmm.
It's found in a book called the New Testament. In this New Testament dispensation, the Old Bible, of course, given to the Jews, the New Testament given to us Gentiles who have been graciously grafted in.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
We
legal
are adopted.
Heirs.
Legal heirs. We're adopted into the family.
Amen.
Of God. Praise God. Isn't that good news?
That is great
news.
So
if you want to look at that, you can Google that. Kumbha, K-U-M-B-A. Not Kumbha,
but
Kumbh Mela.
So you booking your travel plans?
Probably not. Not this year.
Not you don't want to go take a dip?
No, I don't like crowds.
120 million. I don't know that I want to be drinking downstream from all that.
Boy, I'll tell you what, that ripple effect is bad.
Bad times.
That's so sure. now we're having a little fun. We're not making fun of the people.
No.
They're serious about it.
Well, yeah.
But they're just misguided, and we're all misguided to a degree. I know that. But I'll tell you something. Talk about being misguided. 7890318. That's not misguided. That's the phone number.
That is the phone number.
But I'll tell you what's being misguided, and that is 93 presidents of Methodist universities all across the country.
Oh.
Yeah.
Be careful here.
If you're a Methodist church member today listening to me, you need to ask your pastor what he thinks about this. This was in the Religious News Service a few days ago, that the Methodist church, having a special call meeting, I believe next month, and are going, and 93 of the college university presidents representing Methodism, Asbury College, I guess, would be one of them right down here.
Yep.
Are wanting the Methodist churches to accept the full LGBTQ agenda. We have a phone call to Moses.
Yeah, well, let's go to the phone lines. Good morning and welcome to God's Point of View. Your question or comment, please.
Yes, my name is Sylvia Wellman, and I enjoy listening to this program every week. And
Hi, Sylvia. God bless you.
Hello. And remember me in prayer. I fell December the 8th and broke my leg. And I have to stay off of it. I can't put no weight on it until 3 or 4 months, they said, the way the break was.
Well, you picked a bad time to do it, didn't you? Right at Christmas time.
And when the doctor come in the next morning after my surgery, I said, I don't know why I fell. He said, Miss Wellman, there is always a reason, and pointed upward. Well, he said, you may not figure it out, but, you know, I had let some things bother me and hadn't been going to church for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I come to the conclusion, and one Saturday night I went to bed, and all one it hit me, you should have went to church.
Amen.
Now you know you got a reason to
Amen.
Go when you
God,
get better.
Bless your heart. Bless your
I
heart.
I really believe that with all of my heart.
I believe it too, sister.
And I enjoy your program very much.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
You, dear.
Thank you for calling.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
You know, the Bible says that God disciplines those he loves.
He does indeed.
So
he does
could
indeed.
Be.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to the Methodist the Methodist movement
yes,
here, I
sir.
Guess.
Yes, sir. Here's the quote. Methodist University presidents call on denomination to amend the LGBTQ policies. Now, in their book of discipline, we need to qualify. I'm not being bad. I'm not trying to be bad to the Methodists. I've got many good friends and brothers and sisters in that group and wonderful people and on and on and on. We could go bragging on them. But their decisions are being made by higher ups.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's going to affect every Methodist member. So, the United Methodist Church, the Methodism founded by historically by John Wesley.
Yeah, but he didn't necessarily found the church, did he?
Well, he didn't found or create the church.
There you go.
But the Methodist Church, a movement of Christendom, and this meeting, this would cause him to roll over in his grave.
I would think so.
So, one reporter said this, quote, ahead of next month's special session on sexuality intended to resolve an issue that has dogged the United Methodist Church for decades, a group of affiliated college and university presidents issued a strong call for full inclusion of LGBTQ Christians. The group says represents presidents of 93 United Methodist affiliated colleges and universities, urged the denomination to, quote, amend its policies and practices to recognize the sacred worth of all people regardless of gender, identity, or sexual orientation. The article goes on and on and on again. You could Google that and find out all about it. But the meeting takes place in February of this year, this next month.
And there is a lot of local Methodist churches, especially. I know people, and I've attended and been a member of a Methodist church.
Yeah, they kicked you out.
No. but I know that they don't agree with this, and that's going to cause a huge problem.
Yeah, it will, and they're giving a plan for those churches. It's called the One Church Plan, a compromise that would basically give to local districts the ability, or local conferences, I guess it's called local conferences, the ability to determine their own position. But we're talking about the position of the high uppity, the grand foofahs of the Methodist Church to include this. And we're talking about Boston University. That's one of the presidents. American University, Duke University, Emory University. All of these places now are serious about this. And they want full inclusion. So
And it's not going to go away.
No, it will not. More about that coming after next month. We'll see how that goes.
Wow.
But it's not looking good. Now, along that same line, Timotheus, I know you're wondering, along that same line.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, back at the program, I'm hitting the buttons on these cellular devices. I'm getting all mixed up here.
No, well, don't do that.
I don't want to. I'm going to try to get back to where I was.
Got to stay focused, brother.
All right, yeah, you're right about that.
That's like living life.
Come on,
you know,
now.
If we don't stay focused, we can just wander off.
Yeah, thank you, brother, for covering for me. That's what he's doing, folks. He's covering for me right there, and I appreciate it. I need
well,
a lot of cover.
It's true. You've covered me a lot more than I have you.
I need a lot of cover.
I'm just trying to pay back a little.
Yeah, we're not trying to pick on the LGBT, but this is another story in the headline. You know, Timotheus and friends, great change. I'm talking about change that affects humanity, affects society. Sometimes takes 20 years, sometimes 50, sometimes a whole century before change takes place.
Mm-hmm.
I have never in my 44 years of pastoring, I've never ever seen anything like this LGBT.
How fast?
7 years, 7 or 8 years.
Yeah.
Everything has changed.
I mean, it's exploding.
In every area.
Yeah.
Just look around. Any business, any entity you want to talk about. And now the church.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of people looking for Bible-believing, Bible-preaching churches.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, we're on the air. This church, this program is sponsored by the Highland Church of Christ. And I want to just be honest with you about our agenda.
Mm.
Our agenda is to reach as many people as we possibly can with the gospel of Jesus Christ and take as many of them to heaven with us as we can.
Amen.
And if that means some churches, some members of churches that decide, I can't abide by this policy, come to Highland.
Amen.
We'd love to have you.
Yeah.
Am I proselytizing? Yes, I guess I am. I mispronounced the word.
Yeah, and I don't even know what that means.
Yeah. Well, my partial got in the way.
I
but anyway, over in the Netherlands.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Never been there, by the way.
I never have either, but 250 Dutch pastors and church leaders had signed a document clarifying biblical understandings of gender, sexuality, marriage, and there's a whole list of them there. Well, this was at The Hague. You know where The Hague is, over in that region, that Netherland.
I'll take your word for it.
They, for the first time, they have flown a gay pride flag.
Oh.
Yeah, right in front of their building.
Oh.
Dutch prosecution service said that it is at least looking into the potential, now listen to this, of criminal prosecution of those who released, I'll explain this in a minute, the Nashville statement. And those who signed it. Now, what's the Nashville statement?
Mm-hmm.
Albert Mohler and other prominent Christian leaders around the country
mm-hmm.
had a statement signed in Nashville, Tennessee a year or so ago that said, this is what we believe about church membership, about LGBT, about being saved from sin, all those kinds of things. And they signed it.
Mm-hmm.
The mayor of Nashville, who I believe now is a... I may not have that right. I better not say it. She rejected it, and much of the leadership there. And
she rejected it.
Yeah. I think she's a lesbian. I'll just go ahead and say it, but
well,
I can't be sure.
So what?
My memory's failing me right now. But they're now going to say in the Netherlands, it's going to be against the law, and we can prosecute you if you preach.
Oh well, I mean, like we didn't see that this was coming down the road.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's the Netherlands now, but it is swiftly moving in our direction.
Well, which state was it? And I'm going to jump to a whole other thing here. Which state was it just the other day? New York. Was it New York that legalized the abortion up to the time of birth?
Well, now, let's get this right. Let's get this right, Timotheus.
So I'm just, well, yeah, I'm just looking at all these things happening at one time.
Here's what it says. Abortion up to the time that the child... is born and is not alive.
Now run that by me again.
Here's what it says. If a child is born and is alive, then they're human.
Okay.
But if the fetus is born and not alive, they're dead. What that means is they can perform an abortion right up to the time the baby is born and kill it.
Yeah.
So it's not alive now.
Kill it in the womb.
It's that is even a more stringent aspect of Roe v. Wade.
Yeah.
Roe v. Wade said you can go up to this point, but that you have to stop unless the mother's. And another thing about it is it's not the mother's life. The mother's life is not what's in danger. It says the mother's health.
Health. Yeah, that's a whole different
story.
Which
could be mental health. Or, it's the farthest reaching law in the country.
And was it Tuesday that was Roe versus Wade anniversary? Am I thinking of that right?
It was. You're absolutely right.
This past Tuesday?
You're absolutely right.
So that's kind of interesting. That's how they're going to celebrate the anniversary, I guess, of it.
So the devil in his attempt to counterfeit everything that God is doing is doing a fine job.
He's doing a really good job.
And, that's his work. That's his job.
His
Our job is to confront him.
Yeah.
And sadly to say, I fear that oftentimes in my own life I've failed to confront him like I should. And I know for a fact that most Christians in the pews of all of our churches
have done the same.
Have done the same and are doing the same. You could talk with any of them privately.
Yeah.
How you feel about your Christian life? I'm not what I ought to be. I don't know the Bible well enough. I don't stand up for what I know is right. Folks, let's change that.
We can do it.
Let's start doing what we know is right. You say, well, I'm afraid. Well, listen, everybody's afraid.
It takes courage.
Yeah. If you're not afraid, then it doesn't take any courage.
Yeah. Even the demons believe.
Absolutely. Dwight D. Eisenhower, one of my favorite presidents, by the way. He one day decided he would join the forces, the soldiers that was crossing the Rhine River. Might be over there in the Neverlands, I don't know. But he was accompanied by another general, and they fell right into step with the soldiers marching. Didn't lose a step. It was the 30th Division Infantry.
Okay.
Eisenhower noticed one young soldier looked depressed. And we could just insert there one young Christian.
Yeah.
One young soldier. Well, we're soldiers in the army of God.
We are. Yeah.
So he says, "How are you feeling?" asked this young soldier. And he said, "General, I'm awful nervous."
Yeah.
He said, "I was wounded 2 months ago and just got back from the hospital yesterday. I don't feel so good." Eisenhower responded, "Well, you and I are a good pair then, because I'm nervous too."
Amen.
But we've planned this attack for a long time, and we've got all the planes, the guns, the airborne troops we can use. Maybe if we just walk along together to the river, we'll be good for each other.
Amen.
Don't you love that?
That's great.
That's what the church is supposed to be about. We're an army of God. Soldiers of Christ, arise.
Amen.
And put your armor on.
Yeah.
And walk together.
This is the time.
This is the time. Yes. Yeah. And the young soldier replied, "I was nervous, but I'm not anymore." Wow! Praise the Lord! And so God's people are an army, and we're supposed to join together. That's what assembly does.
Yeah.
People say, "I don't need the church." Well, if you're not wanting to live right, you don't need the church. If you just want to live any way you want to, you can do that by yourself.
Yeah. Don't need us.
You want to live right, you need the encouragement. You need the buoying up of the most holy faith. You need to hear again and again and again, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.
Amen. That's what you need to hear.
It's kind of an inside thing.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my
God. So, 7890318, and you feel free to give us a call. 367-0137, that's my cell phone number. Feel free to give me a call on that. Or you could email us at godspointofview@yahoo.com.
Yeah, we still got about 6 minutes left.
Oh, boy. We're having a good time here.
We got time. It comes to my mind, what you was talking about with the Methodist Church there earlier, and again, we're not picking on the Methodist Church. A lot of good people here in the Methodist Church, and I don't believe that a lot in this area believe what the leadership is talking about.
I don't think so.
I've heard it, the argument and this and that. How do they justify it? How does any church that has a Bible in front of them,
yeah,
the Word of God in front of them, how do you justify not obeying those things? Just because, well, we believe this. Why do you believe that?
Well, I'll tell you what is happening in the hierarchies of the Methodist Church. Again, not talking about the Methodist churches down the street, up the next county. I'm not talking about. I'm talking about people that are making decisions for them.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that legalism?
It is legalism.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of money at stake here.
Oh.
Follow the money.
Yeah.
Follow the money.
Greed.
They've got pension plans. They've got all kinds of things they need to protect. And this LGBT business is going to move right on, brother, no matter what.
Let's go to the phone lines. Good morning and welcome to God's Point of View. Your question or comment, please.
Good morning, Tim.
Good morning.
Morning, brother.
People are always talking about when is a baby in the womb, when does life begin? Well, look at Mary when she went to her cousin Elizabeth's house.
Amen.
John the Baptist was in her cousin's stomach, and Mary had conceived Jesus, and he leapt in Elizabeth's
Amen.
Stomach.
Amen.
So that proves that life begins at,
absolutely,
at
brother.
Conception.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I knew thee before I formed thee in the womb.
Exactly.
Amen. Amen.
That's all
God
I wanted
bless
to
you.
Say.
God bless you for that.
Thank you,
okay,
brother.
Brother. You first have a good one.
Thank you so much.
You too. See, right there is the Word of God.
Yep, that's the Word of God. That's what the Word of God says.
Mm-hmm.
It's just as plain as the nose on your face.
And that there is no, well, we think this and I think
no.
that. That
no.
thinking's going to get you. Well, get you on a road you don't want to be on.
That's what's called stinking thinking.
Stinking. Yeah. Amen.
That's what that's called. Stinking thinking.
Amen.
Well, we got a lot of folks that are watching today. There's Edith Maynard Hinkle, Jessica Yates, Myrna Mahan, several folks watching today.
And we got people listening.
Rick and
because,
Kathy Bolin, yeah.
Because we got the phone line running here.
Amen.
Turn back to the phone line.
Turn it up.
Good morning and welcome to God's Point of View. Your question or comment, please.
Well, seems like they want to have the fun and having the kid, but they don't want the responsibility of taking care of them.
There you
Amen.
Go, brother.
You
there
know,
you
I've
go.
I've said different times because the liberals will say it's a woman's right to choose. She had a choice before she got into that relationship. That's the way I see it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's my whole point of view. You know, the old saying is, it's your baby, you need to rock it, you know?
There
Amen.
You go.
Amen, brother. Amen.
Well,
all right, you have a good day.
Bless you now.
Thanks for calling.
Amen, amen. Mm-hmm. Well, this is going to keep right on until the Lord comes back.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, if you're undecided what you're going to do with your life, you need to really be thinking about making a commitment to Jesus Christ. One of your favorite authors, no doubt, Timotheus Hans Christian Andersen.
No, not so much.
Wrote this about life. Life is a fairy tale written by God's finger.
Hey, I like that.
Robert Browning said life is probation and the earth is not the goal but the starting point. Thomas Carlyle, these are all
I like that.
Great individuals in literature. Life is a little gleam of time between two eternities.
Amen.
Johann Goethe, life is the childhood of our immortality. Then comes old William Shakespeare. Most everybody's heard this quote. Life is a tale told by an idiot full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. Now, if you believe that, just keep on living the way you're living without Jesus Christ. But if, in fact, you want some change, then listen to what Job said. Job said life is that sparks that fly upward like a messenger sent swiftly on his way, like a ship crossing the bosom of the sea, and like an eagle darting to its prey. In other words, it's swift.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah 40 says, life is like a flower that fades and like the grass that withers. The pastor of the church of Jerusalem, which was James, the Lord's brother, said, what is your life? It is even a vapor
mm-hmm.
that appeareth for a little time and vanisheth away. Today, embrace it. Put Jesus Christ as the author and the finisher of your faith and your life, and he'll bless you for it.
Amen. Amen. Wise words and great, great sayings. I love that.
Amen.
Well, folks, that's going to do it for this edition of God's Point of View. We want to thank you for listening today and calling in. We appreciate all of our callers and those that seek us out on Facebook. We appreciate that as well. We'd like to invite you to services at the church. Sunday school gets underway Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m., Sunday morning worship gets underway at 10:30 a.m. Sunday evening life groups at 6 p.m. Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. So come and be with us at the Highland Church of Christ. And thanks again for joining us today, and we'll have another edition of God's Point of View next Thursday, 10:30, right here at WSIP.